CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Welcome to the Tech Meme Ride Home for Tuesday, March 22nd, 2022. I'm Brian McCullough. Today, when it rains, it pours. Cybersecurity news. The White House warns that Russian hacks may be incoming. Lapsus has now allegedly hit Okta and Microsoft. A big alleged hack to HubSpot might hurt a bunch of crypto companies. And why does that Apple Studio display have 64 gigabytes of storage it's mostly not using? Here's what you missed today in the world of tech. One of the surprises so far with the Russia-Ukraine war has been the relative lack of cyber warfare. This is not to say that there's been none of it. It's just that thus far, it seems to have largely been limited to within the theater of war generally. The fear has always been that if things don't go the Russians' way, they could lash out globally, and that simply hasn't happened yet. Yesterday, the White House put out a statement again warning that Russia may expand cyber attacks against the U.S., citing, quote, evolving intelligence that the Russian government is exploring options, quoting from the statement from President Biden. I have previously warned about the potential that Russia could conduct malicious cyber activity against the United States, including as a response to the unprecedented economic costs we've imposed on Russia alongside our allies and partners. It's part of Russia's playbook. Today, my administration is reiterating those warnings based on evolving intelligence that the Russian government is exploring options for potential cyber attacks. If you have not already done so, I urge our private sector partners to harden your cyber defenses immediately by implementing the best practices we have developed together over the last year, end quote. End quoting from VentureBeat. As we are nearly a month into Russia's assault on Ukraine, this raises the question, why now? And are such attacks potentially coming as a response to sanctions against Russia over Ukraine or something more? Cybersecurity industry veteran Mike Hamilton thinks it's likely to be the latter, and that something more, he says, could be the hacking efforts by volunteers such as the Anonymous Hacktivist Group. Part of this may be driven by the pretext that has been provided by an army of volunteers, said Hamilton, founder and CISO at security firm Critical Insight, and formerly the vice chair for the DHS State, Local, Tribal, and Territorial Government Coordinating Council. After Anonymous has gone after pipelines, the Russian space agency, electric vehicle charging stations, broadcast television, and unsecured printers, it is credible to claim that this is an aggressive action by the United States and retaliation may be under consideration, Hamilton said in comments provided via email. Cyber experts, however, have also been suggesting for weeks that there's a risk of Russia misattributing or otherwise holding the U.S. responsible for the cyber attacks that hacktivists and other Ukraine-supporting hackers have been carrying out against Russia. It's difficult, if not impossible, to quickly determine where an attack came from or who was behind the attack, said John Dixon, vice president at Coalfire, in a previous email to VentureBeat. Things can get messy quickly, and the risk of hack-back cyber attacks from the Russians directed toward the U.S. and West becomes more likely, end quote. With Biden's statement today, that likelihood seems to now be higher. The language in the announcement by the White House is beginning to edge up on specific and credible threats, Hamilton said, though he says it's notable that the statement does cite evolving intelligence, end quote. Quoting Nicole Perlroth on Twitter, shields up. Until now, you've been told to prepare, despite there being no credible threats of cyber attacks to the U.S. Now, evolving intelligence suggests Russia is exploring options for potential cyber attacks. Don't panic. Prepare right now, end quote. It's another one of those days, I guess, where we're getting all the cybersecurity stories at once. And the last time that happened was, I believe, also the day we first heard about Lapsus. They were the folks that allegedly hacked deeply into NVIDIA systems and also allegedly leaked source code from Samsung. Well, hear about them again with two big possible stories today. First, Okta says it is investigating reports of a breach after Lapsus posted screenshots of alleged internal systems. The Okta CEO says it's likely related to a January incident, but still, quoting The Verge, Okta, an authentication company used by thousands of organizations around the world, says it's investigating news of a potential breach, Reuters reports. The disclosure comes as hacking group Lapsus has posted screenshots to its Telegram channel claiming to be of Okta's internal systems, including one that appears to show Okta's Slack channels and another with a Cloudflare interface. Any hack of Okta could have major ramifications for the companies, universities, and government agencies that depend upon Okta to authenticate user access to internal systems. Writing in its Telegram channel, Lapsus claims to have had super user slash admin access to Okta systems for 2 months, but said its focus was, quote, only on Okta customers, end quote. The Wall Street Journal notes that in a recent filing, Okta said it had over 15,000 customers around the world. It lists the likes of Peloton, Sonos, T-Mobile, and the FCC as customers on its website. In a statement sent to The Verge, Okta spokesperson Chris Hollis downplayed the incident and said Okta has not found evidence of an ongoing attack. Quote, in late January 2022, Okta detected an attempt to compromise the account of a third-party customer support engineer working for one of our subprocessors. The matter was investigated and contained by the subprocessor, Hollis said. We believe the screenshots shared online are connected to this January event. Based on our investigation to date, there is no evidence of ongoing malicious activity beyond the activity detected in January, Hollis continued. However, writing in their Telegram channel, Lapsus suggested that it had access for a few months, end quote. So Okta potentially being breached would be a big enough story on its own, since everyone from FedEx to hospitals use them to authenticate their users. But get this at the same time. The Lapsus Group has also released around 37 gigabytes of alleged source code from Microsoft, covering Bing, Cortana, other Microsoft services. Microsoft says it is investigating, quoting Bleeping Computer. Early Sunday morning, the Lapsus gang posted a screenshot to their Telegram channel indicating that they hacked Microsoft's Azure DevOps server containing source code for Bing, Cortana, and various other internal projects. Monday night, the hacking group posted a torrent for a 9-gigabyte, 7-zip archive containing the source code of over 250 projects that they say belong to Microsoft. When posting the torrent, Lapsus said it contained 90% of the source code for Bing and approximately 45% of the code for Bing Maps and Cortana. Even though they say only some of the source code was leaked, Bleeping Computer is told that the uncompressed archive contains approximately 37 gigabytes of source code allegedly belonging to Microsoft. Security researchers who have pored over the leaked files told Bleeping Computer that they appear to be legitimate internal source code from Microsoft. Furthermore, we are told that some of the leaked projects contain emails and documentation that were clearly used internally by Microsoft engineers to publish mobile apps. The projects appear to be for web-based infrastructure, websites, or mobile apps with no source code for Microsoft desktop software released, including Windows, Windows Server, and Microsoft Office. When we contacted Microsoft about tonight's source code leak, they continued to tell Bleeping Computer that they are aware of the claims and are investigating, end quote. And another one, because it's just one of those days. Third-party vendor HubSpot says it was hacked, leading to customer data breach notifications to its customers at Circle, BlockFi, Pantera Capital, NYDIG, and other crypto firms. As friend of the show, Jeff John Roberts tweeted, quote, a very Web 2.0 moment for Web 3. A vendor's poor cybersecurity means a hacker now has buckets of crypto customer info, end quote. Quoting from the site Jeff is the executive editor of, Decrypt. In emails to clients, the companies revealed that HubSpot, a marketing and sales platform, had informed them that a hacker had gained access to the personal data of their customers. Pantera uses HubSpot as a client relationship management platform. The information that may have been accessed includes first and last names, email addresses, mailing addresses, phone numbers, and regulatory classifications, wrote Pantera Capital. Pantera added that its internal systems were not affected by the incident and that the hacker didn't gain access to any social security numbers or government IDs provided by customers. In a weekend blog post, HubSpot described the attack as a, quote, targeted incident focused on customers in the cryptocurrency industry and that a bad actor had compromised an employee's account. HubSpot added that data was exported from fewer than 30 HubSpot portals, but didn't provide a list of which clients' accounts had been compromised. The identities of some of the affected companies have instead been made known as a result of the firms themselves alerting their customers, a common practice intended to both warn those customers and to reduce legal exposure from such incidents, some of which result in class action suits and some of which result in fines from regulators like the Federal Trade Commission. The full extent of the hack is so far unclear, in part because HubSpot hasn't disclosed how much data was stolen. But given that the likes of BlockFi and Circle alone have millions of customers, it's possible the hack was major, end quote. With everybody fighting for attention, how can your business stand out and connect with customers? Easy. Get Constant Contact. Constant Contact's award-winning marketing platform has helped millions of small businesses stand out, stay top of mind, and see big results fast. Constant Contact makes it easy to promote your business with powerful tools like email and SMS marketing, social media posting, and even events management. With Constant Contact, you'll reach new audiences, grow your customer list, and communicate more effectively to sell more, raise more, and fast-track growth. Don't know much about marketing? No sweat. Constant Contact's writing assistance tools and automation features help you say the right thing at the right time, every time. Plus, you can send with confidence knowing your emails are actually reaching your customers thanks to Constant Contact's best-in-class 97% deliverability rate. I use this, and you should too. Tackle any challenge with Constant Contact's expert live customer support. Plus, everything's backed by their 30-day money-back guarantee, so get going and start growing your business today with a free trial at ConstantContact.com. Just go to ConstantContact.com right now. Constant Contact, helping the small stand tall. ConstantContact.com. Whenever I need to do financial research for this show, for instance, during tech earnings season, when I have to analyze how various companies' stocks have been performing, I only ever turn to our sponsor today, Yahoo Finance. For more than 25 years, Yahoo Finance has been the brand behind every great investor. Whether you're a seasoned investor or looking for that extra guidance, Yahoo Finance gives you all the tools and data you need in one place. They are the number one finance destination, producing a holistic look at the financial news cycle, including breaking news, original editorial perspectives, analyst ratings, independent research, customizable charts, and so much more. Securely link your brokerage accounts for a unified view of your wealth, including 401k and other investments. A comprehensive perspective is what sets apart great investors, and it's how Yahoo Finance ensures you have the insights to look at your wealth in its entirety. With a community of over 90 million users each month, their real strength is helping you on your way to financial success. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit the brand behind every great investor, yahoofinance.com, the number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com. That's yahoofinance.com. Alphabet has revealed it is planning to spin off its quantum tech group known as Sandbox and led by founder Jack Hedari, quoting CNBC. Alphabet has been relatively quiet about Sandbox, which was launched in 2016 by Jack Hedari. It operated as a separate group outside of Alphabet's well-known Moonshots division, X, which has spun off a handful of its companies into its Other Bets segment. Hedari will remain as CEO of Sandbox AQ. The company, which has already gained a number of high-profile investors and clients, is pursuing enterprise software that at least partially uses quantum technology. Based in Palo Alto, California, the company has 55 employees. Investors include former Google CEO Eric Schmidt, Breyer Capital, Salesforce Chief Mark Benioff's Time Ventures, and T. Rowe Price. Schmidt is taking over as chairman of the board, the company said in its release. Customers include SoftBank Mobile, Vodafone, and New York's Mount Sinai Health System, Sandbox said, end quote. A developer has found that Apple's Studio Display has 64 gigabytes of onboard storage, but only uses 2 gigabytes of it. The full 64 gigabytes might be related to the fact that the Studio Display has an A13 Bionic chip inside it. As John Gruber says, basically, this is an iPad 9 inside a display, quoting Mac Rumors. As highlighted by developer Kaus Tian on Twitter, the Studio Display uses only 2 gigabytes of its 64 gigabytes of internal storage. Some free space is likely needed for firmware updates, but the 62 gigabytes of unused space is seemingly otherwise useless at the current time. Apple has not confirmed the quantity of the Studio Display's internal storage in its technical specifications. The discovery may be unsurprising given that the studio display contains an A13 Bionic chip. The A13 Bionic was introduced with the iPhone 11 lineup in 2019 before being offered in the second generation iPhone SE and the ninth generation iPad. None of these devices have ever been available in any storage configuration below 64 gigabytes, which may suggest that smaller quantities of storage are incompatible with the A13's storage controller. Economies of scale may also be responsible, with production costs for pairing the A13 with a smaller amount of storage potentially costing more than the same 64-gigabyte system currently used in the iPhone 11 that is still on sale and the ninth-generation iPad. The finding means that overall, the studio display contains the exact same 2.65 GHz A13 Bionic chip, 12-megapixel ultra-wide front-facing camera setup with center stage, and 64 gigabytes base configuration of storage as the ninth-generation iPad. It is also now clear that the studio display has better specifications than the second-generation Apple TV 4K, which sports an A12 Bionic chip and a base storage configuration of just 32 gigabytes. Last week, it emerged that the studio display runs the full version of iOS 15.4 with the exact same build used by the iPhone and iPad, meaning that updates to the display's functionality will come as part of iOS updates, end quote. Finally today, Roku has announced OS 11, which is rolling out in the coming weeks and contains custom screensavers, a curated what-to-watch hub, and expanded voice keyboard support. The headline here is that you can put your own photos on the screensaver now, which, I mean, how is that something they're just getting around to doing now? Quoting The Verge. Firstly, when Roku OS 11 rolls out to users in the weeks ahead, they'll be able to change their screensaver to display their own photography or images with photo streams. Not only will photo streams allow users to display photos from their desktop or mobile device on Roku, but users will also be able to share streams with other Roku device owners as well. Once a stream is shared, other Roku owners will be able to add to it, allowing everyone to collaborate on a shared album. Roku OS 11 will also introduce a new What to Watch on Roku menu, a personally curated hub added to the home screen menu that will suggest popular and recently released TV and movies. Roku is rolling out a handful of other features as well. Voice-enabled keyboards, already supported on Roku, will be available in Spanish, German, and Portuguese with the OS 11 update in the US and other supported markets. And Roku's mobile app will display additional information about TV shows and movies, including more details about where to stream them for free or through existing paid accounts and images of cast and crew attached to a given title. Lastly, Roku is introducing both a new automatic speech clarity setting for clearer dialogue as well as new sound modes for Roku stream bars and speakers. Those sound settings include standard, dialogue, movie, music, and night modes, end quote. Right, because it's not that you're getting old and your hearing is just increasingly getting bad. It's that they've increasingly made movies hard to hear. Yeah, that's it. I woke up this morning at 2 a.m. and never fell back to sleep. Ask me anything. Actually, number one, shout out to the bird that started chirping at 3:15 a.m. Early bird something something. But I mean, come on. That's really kind of jumping the gun, isn't it? And number two, do you wear an Apple Watch while sleeping? Do you use the watch vibration alarm to wake up? I've long suspected that like a minute or 5 minutes or so before your alarm is set to go off, the watch will give you a short little vibration nudge, I assume, to help gently kick you out of REM so you have an easier time waking up. And I could swear this morning I felt the kick about a minute before the alarm, but I can't be sure. You know how you get phantom vibrations in your pocket where you think your phone is buzzing, but it's not. So maybe this was a phantom sensation as well because I was waiting to see if it would happen. And my Googling around to see if this indeed is a feature was inconclusive. So anyone else suspect something similar or have proof that the watch does indeed do this? If so, cool. That seems like a sensible feature. Or else I'm just imagining it and it's a feature they should consider. Talk to you tomorrow.